In our readings today, we hear of wisdom and foolishness. And we also hear of trust and maturity. The first reading today from the book of Sirach is one of the wisdom books. And in it, Sirach tells us, if you trust in God, you too shall live. In our second reading, St. Paul tells us, we speak of wisdom to those who are mature. And then in our gospel, Matthew reminds us that it is not our external behavior that determines everything, but what is happening in our hearts and the external behavior that then flows from what is happening in our hearts. God's word challenges us today to a deep conversion in our lives, a conversion to what is right, to what is true. And we are reminded over and over that to follow God is not only about external behavior, but the conversion of our hearts and our way of living because of a deep personal relationship with God. To follow God is a commitment to a living relationship with God, and from that relationship comes our external behavior. The book of Sirach further tells us, before man are life and death, good and evil. Whichever he chooses shall be given him. Wise choices result in blessings. Foolish or evil choices result in misfortune or punishment. The reading today addresses human freedom and human choice. And these choices will form the path that we will take in our life. Life or death, good or evil. We choose one or the other with our daily lives. And we can observe those rules of God without giving our hearts to God. But God knows us. We cannot fool God. To think that, to act in that way, is foolishness. The first letter to the Corinthians continues this teaching, asking us to be wise people, to exercise wisdom, because God will give us his life if we give God our lives. Again, we must know that we cannot fool God. God is not interested in good actions that lack our commitment to him. Wisdom judges all things in relation to God and to the salvation of souls, while foolishness judges all, even God, in relation to ourselves. And then what is from our baser natures and from our worldly desires. In our immaturity, our lack of wisdom, how often do we, through our deeds, through how we live our lives, do we tell the Lord, I don't want the sanctity you offer me. I don't want a habitual union with Christ. Let me live on in mediocrity and triviality and lukewarmness. In the gospel, Jesus warns us by saying, you have heard that it was said, referring to the Ten Commandments, to avoid the extremes of evil, the extremes of sin, of murder, adultery, swearing false oaths. To each of these deadly sins, Jesus clarifies, speaking as God the Son, but I say to you, to also avoid what the world tells us are the little sins, like anger, lust, making any commitment without meaning it in our hearts, swearing at all. Just keeping the rules is skimming the surface. Jesus asks us to go deeper, to root out even the venial sins that can ultimately take us down the path to eternal death. When we cunningly try to avoid, to sneak around breaking the commandments, we seek to minimize our sin. Now, all of us have heard at some time or another somebody said, "It's not like I killed anybody." That's not how we are to reflect on our sins. We should compare what we have done, our acts, to what is good, to what is right, in order to see the severity of what we have done, to see where we have strayed from the truth. When we compare our sin to what is worse, we try to make what we have done look better, less bad. And that is relativizing. It is distorting the truth. We should live our lives with no guile, relativizing sin, trying to sneak past the commandments, is a slippery slope and leads to more sin. I've been reading Knowing the Love of God by Father Reginald Garrigou LaGrange, and he speaks to sin in his book. He tells us that sin is not only foolishness, it is above all an evil of our will. However great a sinner's blindness may be, the conscience of the sinner is aware that the act he is about to commit is contrary to the law of God, contrary to our own interests, to that which is better and nobler, to right reason, to the light of faith, and to charity. When we sin, we give way to temptation and no longer trouble ourselves with the will or willing the good, willing to do good. Sin is not only foolishness and evil, but considered in relation to God, it is the greatest ingratitude and injustice. God is a Father who has given us all existence, life, intelligence, a conscience to distinguish good from evil, a will to choose the good, and a heart to love that good. Instead of thanking him, we put ourselves at a distance. So we know when we sin, and we know when we're doing good actions that only look good in the eyes of the world, and yet which do not contain our complete commitment to him. Partial commitment to God is not enough. Let us give him thanks. Give thanks to God. Let our yes mean yes, and our no mean no. We cannot fool God. Every one of us cherishes their life. We do what we need to do to preserve our lives. But when we look at all life, particularly all human life, do we use wisdom and look at life in relation to God, the source of all life, and see that from conception to natural death, that we are alive? Or do we see life in relation to ourselves? My life is more important than that child in the womb, more important than the sick, the infirm, the elderly. That is not wisdom. The Lord gives us the choice between fire and water. We can take the one we want. We can also choose between life and death. We can choose between serving ourselves and serving others. The one we want, the one we choose, is ours, is us, becomes us. If we really want to, we can faithfully obey the Lord's commands. What God has planned for people who love him is more than eyes have seen or ears have heard. God will give himself to us beyond all that we can imagine. The infinite wisdom of God has been revealed to us in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, in his life and preaching, his death, resurrection, and ascension. We need to accustom ourselves to see all things from God's higher point of view, considering them not as something that may give us pleasure or satisfy our self-love and pride, but in their relation to God. Wisdom judges all things in relation to God and to our salvation and the salvation of others. God expects us to mature, to exercise his wisdom. We are predestined to know him, to love him, and to serve him. That speaks to what it is to be mature. Our choices form the path that our life will take. By accustoming ourselves to live every day by faith and the gift of wisdom, we will better prepare ourselves to enter into an eternity with God.